Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verse this week is from Psalm 145, verse 14. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. So I was at a conference last weekend, and we sang this one verse of Psalm 145 over and over and over again. Honestly, maybe 60 times. And I know, that sounds weird just to say it. And honestly, it was weird. But it was also holy and beautiful and emotional. And did I say holy? I said holy. Holy. So holy. The room was just filled with people who were truly struggling under the weight of the burdens they were carrying. There were people there with cancer. There were people there who had lost a loved one. There were people who had been discarded and mistreated and excluded from their families and communities because of who they are. There were people who were sick and exhausted and just weighed down by their jobs and lives. There were people who weren't sure if a churchy conference was going to be healing or helpful or even holy. All of those feelings and the weight of all of those feelings was palpable in that room when we arrived. And we began the whole conference by singing this verse together. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. Over and over and over again. Until our brains turned off, like stopped thinking about it, and we just sang it. Until the words and music seeped into our bones and we felt it. Until it became true and real and holy. And then they stopped playing their instruments and they backed away from the microphones, and the 1,300 people in this space sang in 12-part harmony. And honestly, y'all, I think it might be what heaven sounds like. Now, I know most of us expect heaven to be joyful, joyful, we adore thee, or hallelujahs, or amens all over the place. But I really think heaven sounds like a chorus of people singing, the Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. Really. And this is what the kingdom of God is actually all about. Not joyful, joyful. Not making things shiny and perfect, not making your life better or happier or somehow less hard, but the kingdom of God is this verse, God upholding those who are falling down and raising up all who are bent over by the weight of the world. And what makes this even more beautiful is that when you look it up in the original Hebrew, it's all in the active tense. It says the Lord upholds. Not the Lord will uphold or the Lord has upheld. It says the Lord raises up. Not the Lord will raise you up at some point in the future or the Lord has raised you up that one time, but that was all you get. The Lord raises up. This is such good news. If you are falling down at this very moment, if you are being bowed down under the weight of the burdens in your life right now, and another sort of side note here, upheld and raised up are both odd sort of churchy phrases and words. So it's helpful to go again to the Hebrew here. Upheld literally means to support or lean upon. And raise up means to comfort in affliction. So then to those who are falling, God is there for you to lean on. If you're falling, God will support you. And if you're feeling bowed down, weighed down by the things you are carrying with you right now, God offers comfort and will lift you upright again. Isn't this just the most beautiful thing? The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. This is what God does for us. For those of us who are suffering, who are struggling, this whole verse is a reminder of who God is for. And if you aren't the one who's falling down right now, if you aren't struggling or carrying any heavy burdens at this moment in time, then first, good on ya. But when it does happen, and it will, when you do inevitably go through something difficult and painful, God does not leave you to do it alone. God knows pain and struggle and falling down and heavy burdens. God knows it, and God has been there, and God will help you whenever you find yourself there too. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. Sing it. Now, I know most of you don't know the melody that I heard last weekend that I'm singing right now, but you don't have to really know it to sing it. Sing whatever melody you want to. Sing it over and over and over again. Let it soak into your very being. And let God remind you of what God does and who God is for. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.